The Book Was Better.
Hello, and welcome back to the Book Was Better podcast minisode. I am Kaylee Clark.
I'm Taylor Collette.
And today we will be discussing our opinions on the new Avatar Netflix show.
Our many thoughts and feelings and impressions and whatever other word you want to use.
Mm-hmm. We have many, and they're...
Yeah, a little thoughts. Preface going into this. We grew up watching Avatar The Last Airbender, like, as it aired. We watched it. We are pretty hardcore fans. We've both rewatched it multiple times. It's, I would say, one of the best American animated shows ever made.
I would agree.
And I've seen some of the other, you know, like, I've seen The Legend of Korra. I've, like, you know, consumed other content. But the original Avatar The Last Airbender series.
Beats out everything.
It's just pure goodness. So when we saw that they were making a live action...
Well, originally, when they announced that they were making a live action, they mentioned that
the original creators.
The original creators were involved.
Yes.
Exactly.
So we were very excited. Then when the original creators left because of creative differences.
That's like a huge red flag.
My expectations dropped drastically. And so when it came out, I was going in. I mean... with pretty low expectations. Like the bar was set pretty low for me.
Oh, I'm going to preface this right now that we're talking about our thoughts and opinions on this show when I have not seen more than the first episode.
I have. I committed. I really tried
Taylor
to.
Taylor committed. I wouldn't do it. I was like, I have no interest to watch all of this. Like, I don't. It's not good. And I didn't want it to infringe on any memory or
love that, like, you have for the original.
Love that I had for the original. Mm-hmm. So.
And there's a few things I want to touch on specifically. First, though, I think, you know, we should just give general overall impression, and then I can talk a bit more.
I was like, you've seen nothing. I'll let you get into your details. Let me shoot my thing, because I'm not going to be as detailed because, again, I haven't seen the whole thing. And so if anybody listening to this has very different opinions than us, I'm totally open to discussion. I would love to hear maybe some different viewpoints. I'm not above conceding to, like, okay, maybe through that lens I can try watching it and maybe I'd like it. I don't know.
Well, it's like with the Percy Jackson show, there were some things that we weren't sure about. And then in our finale episode where we had discussions with other people who had different perspectives on it, it kind of opened our eyes to some stuff, kind of changed our opinions on a few things. So we definitely, you know, are not set in stone with the way that we feel.
Yep.
But this is the way we feel. And yeah, if you feel differently, please let us know. And maybe we can have a little.
It would be hard for me to not feel the way I feel about this.
But it's possible.
Yeah. Well, so this is what I would say. My biggest frustration, and from what I've seen and kind of discussed with others as well, I know I'm not the only one, is that they took all the fun out of it. And it's like they forgot that it's literal children in the beginning, right? Aang is 12 years old. And when he was, that's half the reason he even, like, ran away from the monks in the first place, because Monk Yatso, yes, he was the Avatar and he was being trained, but Monk Yatso understood that, like, he's still a boy and he's still a child. And, like, he needs to have fun and we need to let him have his childhood. And the other monks like disagreed, and Aang overheard all of that and that they weren't going to let Monk Gyatso be his mentor anymore. And that's why he freaking ran away. Like, because he was afraid of his childhood getting taken away. Like, Aang didn't want to be the Avatar. And the entire first season of the animated original show is him kind of delaying getting to the Northern Water Tribe and continuing his Avatar training because he wants to stop at a bunch of fun places and reminisce and have fun and be a 12-year-old kid. And through those adventures and them just having fun, that's where you see a lot of the relationships develop between the characters. And you see a lot of personal development happen and growth eventually happen of these characters. But they are still children who are going to behave like children and want to have fun. And at the core of that show, and Aang specifically, I think Aang just likes having fun. Like, even as an adult, right? Like, even if we did talk and get into, like, Legend of Korra, which...
Yeah.
I don't think is as good as the original Avatar, but even when they show like Aang as an adult in Legend of Korra, he loves having fun. Like, he's still goofy and loves to have fun even as a parent and grown up. Right. Yeah. Like, so I just feel like the Netflix show totally missed the mark at getting the bare minimum, like most basic thing, right. And because they didn't get that right, a lot of the characterization then fell flat. The relationships don't come across right. You don't get the same message of hope. You don't get the same message of redemption and growth and learning and, like, you know, all these things that you get from the original, which is a freaking kids show, right? Like,
yeah, it's funny how I know that the makers of this live action version said they were trying to make a quote unquote Game of Thrones kind of version of Avatar. One,
that's stupid. I didn't know they said that. That's dumb.
It's the wrong source material for something like that.
In the wrong audience.
Yeah. And like,
unless their target audience was people who have never seen the original show. And if that's the case, that's stupid. Like, that just was an uneducated decision, but then, to target it towards people who haven't seen it.
Let alone all that. If, let's say that's their goal, okay. They didn't even do a good job of that, though.
Yeah.
Like, they fell short of it really being fully Game of Thrones. Like, I felt like they didn't commit enough. Like, if you want it to be Game of Thrones, okay. That's fine.
If you want advertise it to be that intense,
as that, but they were also trying to still like capture the original audience. So they didn't want to go too intense because they were like, we want to keep those. And instead, no one was really satisfied, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Again, just so much potential. When they first announced it, I was excited, right? Same creators were involved. When I even first saw who they were casting, I was excited because, I mean, come on, the movie they did forever ago
was
where
rough.
They just like whitewashed all the characters and completely changed the culture of the different nations and just totally, right? Like, the casting for the movie was so bad that when they at least announced the cast for the TV show, I was really excited. I felt like from the beginning, at least before I actually saw any of the show, I felt like the casting was really good. But then the writing and directing fell short and they didn't do anything with all this potential. The potential was there.
Yeah. The one good thing I will say about it before I get into the stuff I didn't like, the bending, I think, was done quite well. That's something that the movie did horribly on. The bending looked terrible.
Eight earthbenders to move like the smallest rock.
It was so bad. I thought that this show actually, like, the look of it, I thought was well done.
Production value.
It didn't look cheap.
It was high quality.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I didn't like was the costumes. While looking very similar to the animated ones. They looked like costumes. And I know I've seen other people make videos on this and talk about this as well. Like, there's no, they're like too clean. And this
they're
is
not lived in.
As a previous cosplayer who would make, you know, recreate these costumes, in the beginning, when I was making them, I would just make them. And they looked a little cartoony. And then mm-hmm. as I got better, you would learn weathering techniques and you learned mm-hmm. how to make them look lived in and realistic. Yeah. And they just look so much better when you weather them. And these costumes did not look weathered. And I'm like, you're telling me these people out here, like, have traveling, camping,
yeah.
just look pristine all the time. So I didn't love that. Visually, that was the only visual thing that I didn't really enjoy. Otherwise, I thought it was well done.
Mm-hmm.
Music, obviously, was good. I liked the music.
Never
I liked
have
that
any
they,
complaints about the music.
They tied in the original
soundtrack and songs
very well. So those are the good. Okay, so first I want to talk about the characters really quick. They ruined them. I'm sorry. Like, they just took everything interesting about them and got rid of it. They mm-hmm. really pared them down to a few very basic traits that were non-controversial and stuck with that.
Yeah, which then removed all the growth and growth from the characters.
No, like, Sokka's thing, sarcasm and meat. There's literally that episode where he is trapped in the ground with the little baby moose thing
mm-hmm.
and he says, he's like, I will give up,
I'll never eat meat again. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm the sarcasm of meat guy. Like, he knows what he's about, which is great, and we love him for it. And I felt like, yeah, he had a few jokes, but it wasn't quintessentially Sokka. Like, it's just, yes, at mm-hmm. the beginning he is kind of sexist because he has been the man of the village for so long and he is trying to hold on to that
any
remnant
part of control. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just surface level, like, I'm sexist. Well,
but in the TV show, original TV show,
the animated one,
there was like a deeper level of a little bit of sexism, yeah, or misogyny or whatever you want to call it with Sokka.
But it had
that
a
he doesn't get over until he meets Suki and the Kyoshi warriors,
which,
and then he gets humbled a little bit.
Suki, who is one of my favorite characters, they butchered her and turned her into some lovesick puppy. The only thing that she cares about is how she thinks Sokka is attractive and, like, wants to kiss him and stuff. Like, there's no...
So the complete opposite of what that episode
straight
and
up,
arc and...
By taking out Sokka's sexism, they inadvertently made the show more sexist.
Made a misogyny. Yeah.
That part was crazy. I was so sad about that. Aang is too, like, philosophical and, like, too, like, he doesn't seem like a kid who just wants to have fun.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Like you said.
That's what I'm saying.
And then Katara is boring. She just is blah. She's blah. And I didn't love Katara in the original when I was a kid. You know, sometimes she would get on my nerves and she would bug me. But at least I felt something about her. This Katara, I was just like, I could take her or leave her. She's just kind of...
And by the end of the show, you, like, understand why she's the way she is.
Yeah.
And she, like everyone else, grows and improves and, you know, allows for some more mistakes to be made from other people, right? Like, lets people learn things on their own instead of...
trying to tell them what to do.
And telling, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, she learns, but also her mom died when she was very young and she mothered her brother, her father, and all of those around her from the time she was a kid herself. She, you know, so
she was forced to grow, like, up very quick. And yeah, there's a lot of a kid.
And you understand
they
that
they are complex
in the show, but
characters.
Mm-hmm.
Zuko was okay. Oof. I think
Zuko is my favorite character and his redemption arc is one of the best redemption arcs of all time.
Yeah.
It is so good. And you just.
So.
I mean, I know it's only season one, so he wouldn't have been redeemed in this first season anyway. But I was just like, they're going to ruin it. They're going to ruin it. They're going to ruin it.
I will say, I will say, I think Zuko's storyline was the best done of all of them. Still not amazing. My issue is more with Iroh. They ruined Iroh, in my opinion. I feel like they didn't make him as gentle of a soul. In a way, like they made him more of like a war hardened kind of guy, which I understand, like if it's more of a Game of Thrones style thing, then yeah, you want to have like this like war general who's like coming back and dealing with this stuff. So I just didn't get that same vibe off of Iroh that I got from the original animated. But the other one that really kills me is Boomy. And again, this is one I've seen other people talking about this too. In the animated, he is like fun and like just having fun and trying to like get Aang to remember who he is and like does these silly tasks.
And yeah, he is a little crazy, but like there is a method to like he is the perfect personification of method to the madness. Like, yeah, maybe he's a little mad, but there really is some reasoning and logic behind everything he does.
And he's like, hey, friendship is important. Like, make sure you keep close to your friends and like. And in the live action, it's like, hey, I'm going to tell you what's up. You need to go and you need to be the Avatar and you need to do all this stuff. And it's like.
So again, like the complete opposite of what he does in the animated show.
Yeah. So it was just a lot of that where it was like the core of characters were changed, which is hard for me to overlook. Because in other like adaptations, sometimes there are changes made and I'm like, I didn't love that. But at the core, I liked it. Like at the core, it was very similar and I could get behind it. They changed so many core values of this show that I just couldn't. I couldn't get into it. I couldn't connect to the characters because the characters felt very flat, as if they were scared to do anything controversial that might make anyone upset. So instead, they were just kind of bland. And the story, like the purpose of the story, I couldn't connect to because it's like not kids being forced to do these hard things, but it like still trying to be kids and enjoy themselves. It was just point A to point B. I have a mission that I'm going to go on, which is fine. Like a lot of stories are like that, though. Yeah. That's what set this one kind of apart, like. Avatar is unique in that it is a coming of age adventure. You need layers. Like, yeah. Yeah, so there you go. There's my rant.
And it's apparent, and it's been renewed for two more seasons already.
That's what's crazy to me.
That's insane to me. Disney Plus waited how freaking long to release that they were renewing Percy Jackson for a second season?
And just Netflix the second is over season. Here. They haven't even agreed to renewing? 3, 4, or 5.
That's so dumb. Like, give me all the Percy Jackson. That was actually at least decently done, and I was still invested despite the changes.
I reckon I didn't leave this that one.
This is awful. Oh, this is just awful.
So, yeah. Again, I could probably do a 2-hour long in-depth analysis on this. And I will say, if you, good listener, are looking for a good analysis, I loved Drew Gooden's on YouTube.
Oh, I've been meaning, that's on my, like, I haven't watched it yet, but.
Yeah, he
I
did.
Watch, I know if I watch it, I know if I watch that, I definitely won't finish the show, so.
That is fair. It's 36 minutes long. It's called Netflix Missed the Point of Avatar. And he really does well breaking down everything.
Just what they get wrong.
That they got wrong. And yeah.
That sounds like Drew. He's really good at that.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a good kind of analyses of the two, I highly recommend that Drew Gooden video. And we will put a link to it in our Discord and on our Instagram as well, in our stories or something.
I mean, any other thoughts? I mean, I think that wraps it up and summarizes it pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, the final thing I'll say is I don't understand why this adaptation is being made in the first place.
Well, I will just say, I don't understand why, when so many fans of something say, hey, make this shot for shot and I'll still watch it, people still don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why. Like, I feel like the voices are so loud that, like, if you took the animated show and literally just shot it exactly the same but live action, we would all watch it and we would all love it and we would, like,
but again, what's the point? I can go watch the animated one and it is great and awesome. Why not give me
because I get to enjoy a story I know I love in a little bit of a new way.
But
I would watch it.
See, I
give it to me in a new medium, and I know that the characters will still be what I know and love, and I know the message will still be there. Like,
see,
it's comfortable, it's familiar, it's nostalgic. Like,
I'm not a
big... It's the same thing where it's like, give me the Percy Jackson book.
But see, that's different. That's different.
Give me...
I cannot watch a book. I can watch an animated series. Why does it need to be made into a live action? It's the same with all of the... It doesn't need
to. You're right.
All the Disney live action ones. I'm like, why are we just rehashing all of this old stuff? Give me something new.
I mean, because I do think it's kind of fun to see and experience a story that you know in a new medium. But I don't disregard the point that you're making also, which is, why is it, like, I know it's like a meme and it's a joke where it's like everything's a sequel or a remake these days. But, like, legitimately, everything is a sequel or a remake these days.
Well, like, especially with something like Avatar, which has so much potential in its universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why just do that? Why aren't we making something new? Like, let's tell the story of different Avatar.
Same conversation about freaking HBO's Harry Potter series, right?
Yeah. Like,
choosing to redo the original books again instead of, like, why aren't you giving us the Marauders? Give us a TV show about them. Aren't you giving me a TV show about the founders of Hogwarts? Why aren't you giving me a TV show about Tom Riddle and him growing up and becoming Voldemort? Like, give me something that doesn't exist yet. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I may not love all of the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them movies. I've only seen the two. I haven't seen the third one.
I've heard horrible things about the third one. I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, I only just saw the second one for the first time, like, back in December.
I've only seen the first, and I liked it.
Yeah, but it's like, at least they were doing something.
They were trying.
They were telling a new story within that world. So it's like, I see your point for sure. Like,
and so I think it was hard enough for me to be excited when they first announced this, because I was like, especially something as good as the original animated series. I was like, you are walking a dangerous path here but I was like, okay, well, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. We'll see. And then it just is awful. And I was like, this is my point. You are proving my point.
Yeah.
like
you didn't make it better. You thought you could. I don't know why, because it was already so good. You can't improve on perfect. So just celebrate it. That's where I'm coming for. It's like, great, we love this cartoon. This series was amazing. Let's celebrate it by just portraying it in a new way, but don't change it. Like, that's where I'm like, it wasn't viewed and it wasn't taken as a celebration of the original story. It was taken as, that did really well, but how can I make it mine? And how can I make it quote unquote better or quote unquote different. Like it's,
yeah,
it should have just been celebrated for what it was and it wasn't. And that's where I'm disappointed.
Yep. So there you go. That's our thoughts on the live action. I doubt you're surprised.
If you've listened to any of our episodes, I doubt you are surprised that these were our thoughts.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening. Tune in next week when we are continuing the To All the Boys series with P.S. I Still Love You. This is also a Netflix original movie series, but the first movie, impressed. I like it. They did a good job between the book and the movie. This second one, it's a big love triangle, and we'll get into it. I don't love triangles, so. But if you have fan faux pas, we'll be asking for those probably in the next couple of days. So
yeah, and then after this next episode, our next mini-sode, we are going to be playing the poorly described plot game again, which we did years ago now. It's crazy.
Has it really been that long since we last did it? I know we've done it a couple times.
No, we did it once, and it was years ago.
No, we've done it more than once. We've done it at least twice.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it was really fun. Because
I have two documents saved, so I know we've done it at least twice.
Oh, okay. There you go. But it was really fun when we did it. And since we haven't done it in a while, we are wanting to do it again. Oh, you're right. We have done it twice. Last time was in May of 2022, so almost exactly 2 years ago. Oh, my
gosh. Okay.
So we definitely are due for a new one, and we need you all to help us by submitting some poorly described plots. And you can do that on our socials, which is at TBWD Podcast, Instagram, Facebook. You could email us at tbwb@gmail.com or you can
tbwbpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, that's what I meant to say. Or you can join our Discord, which you haven't joined our Discord yet. You're missing out. It's lots of fun.
It's We're having some fun conversations
over there. You can find the link to join that in our Instagram bio. And you can jump on in there and join the conversation. But yes, those are the things we have coming up. And it's very exciting.
Yeah. So we will talk with you next week. But otherwise, we appreciate you for listening. And like always, we hope that you have a great week.
And don't forget to read.